You're listening to SBS News.
About one in five Australians live with a disability. The Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations, Ross Joyce, says it's common for them to be subjected to demeaning and discriminatory comments.
This happens way too often for people with disability, for some people on a daily basis. Some people think they're well-meaning by some of the things they say. Some things are incredibly hurtful.
One comment deemed hurtful by some people with a disability and their supporters was made by the Prime Minister during the First Leader's election debate. Responding to a question about the National Disability Insurance Scheme posed by the mother of a child with autism, Scott Morrison made this remark.
Jenny and I have been blessed. We've got two children that haven't had to go through that. And so for parents with children who are disabled, I can only try and understand.
The Prime Minister's use of the word blessed sparked a backlash. Samantha Connor has muscular dystrophy and uses a wheelchair for mobility. She's also a parent to five children with a disability and the president of People with Disability Australia.
It's really disappointing to hear us portrayed in those same tired old stereotypes where we're either inspirational or we're a pitiful burden of welfare and charity. Nobody needs to hear that they're blessed because they don't have children like us. You know, that's just an awful statement. What we need is to hear a strong commitment from government that they are going to make sure that we're safe and supported.
Labor's finance spokeswoman, Katie Gallagher, has a daughter with autism. In an interview with Channel 7, she called Mr. Morrison's comments insensitive.
And I think that, again, just shows a lack of connection with, you know, everyday people's lives. I mean, there's millions of us who live with children with a range of different needs, and I think to have a Prime Minister say he was blessed not to have one of those is deeply offending and deeply upsetting to those of us who have that wonderful addition in our family.
Australian of the Year and disability campaigner Dylan Alcott reacted to the incident on social media with this statement.
Woke up this morning feeling very blessed to be disabled. I reckon my parents are pretty happy about it too. Feeling sorry for us and our families doesn't help. Treating us equally and giving us the choice and control over our own lives does.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham defended Mr. Morrison, saying his comments were in relation to not having to deal with the complicated bureaucracy of the NDIS. The opposition leader Anthony Albanese was asked about the matter while campaigning.
I'm not a commentator, but I was asked about that before. I think that all children are a blessing for parents.
Mr. Morrison says he's deeply sorry for the offence caused by saying he felt blessed to have children who did not have disabilities. He says he was trying to convey that he didn't have first-hand experience of the challenges parents face raising a child with a disability and that he respects their situation.
I meant no offence by what I said last night, but I accept that it has caused offence to people, and Dylan and I have been in contact today, and I apologise directly to Dylan about that.
The apology has been welcomed by the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. CEO Ross Joyce says the incident shows how Australia still has to take steps towards being more respectful and inclusive of people with a disability.
The Prime Minister did explain the motive behind his language and the fact that he didn't mean anything by that, but for people with disability and for their families, it again was just another example of how in 2022 we still have this view that people with disability are somewhat less than other people within the community.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.